Greetings and welcome to another episode of Black Talking Black with your host, Aleem Kente. Sometimes I spend so much time away from this that I forget the title of it. And I got to remind myself what the name of my own podcast is. Happens. But, you know, there's been a lot going on in the media. We had the Gucci incident. And I'm going to talk about that. I really should come with notes, because when I listen to my old podcast, I noticed that there's somewhat of a break in trajectory. It's sometimes my thoughts are not as linear as they should be. Sometimes they're a little like what's those things in math called, a dot line plot or something. It's sometimes it could be a little shaky, and I want to make it a little bit more clear, while still, you know, being organic and still being myself. So I want to talk about that very briefly. I want to also talk about the comments that I've heard people make about that, and I've heard a lot of comments that make sense from different angles, and I want to get into that deeper with the Gucci incident. And I also want to talk about primarily the Jussie Smollett incident. Just firsthand, I want to say this. A lot of my opinions on things are not from myself. A lot of my takes on certain topics stem from the Nation of Islam, brothers such as Reza Islam, the good doctor, Wesley Muhammad, Nuri Muhammad, and of course the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I get most of my inspiration and most of my intelligence, I would say all of my intelligence, from them. And because they provide the best in explanation when it comes to analytical thinking in the most righteous way possible, that does not spare mercy. That does not shorthand mercy and beneficence and truth. The Nation of Islam is by far the greatest example of how to do that. When it comes to Jussie Smollett, a brother who is a black homosexual, there are a few things to consider before we should, you know, immediately dive in with an opinion about him or about this whole situation, because the whole situation is, it speaks to something bigger than what it really is, than the situation itself. In this situation, you have a homosexual who allegedly made up a story to help endorse the sympathy, to help the homosexual cause. He used a allegedly fictitious, because it's not complete. We don't know which side is leaning on, from body language and, you know, words that have been used in his interviews and the missteps in words. It's coming across as a lie. And I think there's other facts that they are adding in with that to say that the brother is lying. But this man was, if he is lying, then what he was doing was he was trying to not only make a name for himself, but he was also trying to play into the victimization of homosexuals, which at this point is really almost fictitious. Because America is a very accepting country of homosexuals. So America has always been accepting of homosexuals. Not as openly as it is today, of course. And I'm sure there are many cases. I'm sure there's hundreds, maybe even thousands of cases where homosexuals have been persecuted. But those numbers pale in comparison to the numbers of black people who have been openly slaughtered, killed, had their lives utterly destroyed for being black. And the homosexual community is trying to use black gay people as leverage to catapult their cause forward above the cause of black people. So they use the pain of black gays, because black gays are persecuted. But when black gays are persecuted, they want the attention to be on the fact that they're gay and not the flat fact that they're black. If a black gay is persecuted, they want to say, oh, he was persecuted because he was gay, not because he was black. No, if a black person is persecuted, no one cares about their sexual orientation, their religious doctrine, indoctrination. No one cares about any of those things. All they care about is the fact that you are a part of a race of people that we look down on. And we want to showcase our power over you by taking your life or trying to take your life. It has nothing to do with sexual orientation. Like I've said before in other podcasts, gay people are widely accepted, especially the black gay. The black gay has a lot of publicity. RuPaul, you know, they try to put as many black entertainers in drag as possible. Martin Lawrence, Eddie Murphy, Ving Rhames, of all damn people. I mean, one of the strongest black men, I mean, you know, physically strong, you know. And as far as, you know, attitude goes, he's a pretty strong brother. They have Ving Rhames and Holiday Hart. They put Wesley Snipes, another very strong black man, in a movie with drag. So the attitude that black men have a problem with homosexuality is a farce. It's a fallacy. It's not true. It's a lie. Black people are very accepting of homosexuals. I would say to a fault, because we accept them without understanding their condition and how to help them come out of their condition. We accept them, and we accept them without challenging them to be better. We accept mental disorder in our families. We accept degenerate behaviors in our family and in our families, and that's why our families fall apart, because our families are not benefiting from the principles of the father. Black patriarchy, black leadership in the form of a man is absent in the black community. And it's this absence of black patriarchy, what is black patriarchy? Well, black patriarchy introduces logic, reasoning, rationality. A woman on her own is not going to introduce logic, reasoning, and rationality. I don't care who is upset with that. A woman by herself is capable, but if she is demonstrating those type of traits, she's demonstrating those traits because she got it from a man. She's following some man. Some man, no matter what his name is, she's following him. and she's learning those traits from him. On her own, a woman is not going to demonstrate those type of characteristics. She's going to be a gossiper. She's going to be embittered. She's going to be a defamer of character. She's going to be loud, outspoken, vulgar, promiscuous, overly promiscuous, highly sexualized. Her motherhood to children will not even tame her. It will slightly hinder her from being, from doing shameful acts, but not that much. You can see videos of women twerking with their sons in the room. It's the lack of masculinity in the Black community that has the family falling apart. These are the reason why the women on their own cannot hold a family together. Not on their own. And a lot of strong Black women do their best. And what they end up doing, they do hold the family together, but they hold the family together by making the children into perpetual babies. I guess you could say the family's held together if all the children are still living at home with their mother at the age of 40 and 50 years old. I guess that you could say the family's still together, but it's not truly together. It's not truly together. It's not truly organized. So, the homosexuals are trying to... they're trying to win political power by any means necessary. The homosexual community are a community of bullies, and they try to shove their agendas down everybody's throats. They try to put it in the schools. You had a Black man who had to tell the teacher, hey, don't put my son in no dress. This cracker gonna get upset with him for, you know, getting upset with her. He said, don't put my son in no dress. The hell you think this is? These white people want to see Black men be faggots because a faggot is nothing to fear. So you see RuPaul on TV. You see the Black guy who always wears hair in a ponytail on American Next Top Model. You see these gay, flamboyant Black men, and they're all right with everybody. They can talk to white people, women, all of this. And this is supposed to say, well, this is the standard. This is the Black man we like. We like this Black man. He's acceptable. But the Black man who holds down and tries to maintain the integrity of his father, because power comes from the father. All power comes from the father. Life comes from the father. Life comes from the man. When you was a sperm, the sperm is it's very obvious when you look at sperm that it's alive. That it's a moving, living creature. An egg is not a living creature. The woman's egg is not a living creature. It is a domicile. It is a repository. It is a holding place for a living creature to come into. The egg is just a... well, I'm not going to say just in front of it, because it's not just anything. It's a very powerful thing. In fact, without it, no, life could not exist. Without the shelter for the sperm to develop and to receive the other 23 chromosomes, that sperm will never transform itself into the next creature. So you need the woman. We need the woman, and the woman needs us. But the story that the woman creates life, we created life, that's not true. That's not true. Life comes through the woman. But life comes from the man. And this is true as in a sexual way, in a reproductive way. This is true in a spiritual way as well as a physical way. Real life stems from the man, from God. So Jussie Smollett, he made a lie. And I don't blame him for lying, because I know that when you're homosexual, you are already trying to convince yourself of a lie. I like men. I was born this way. That's a lie. That's not true. Little boys are not sexually attracted to little boys. Little boys really don't have sexual attraction. Some of them do. But that is not, in essence, what a little boy is. A little boy is not some horny little thing. Although little boys can be found doing things in a sexual nature. But they're not necessarily sexually inclined. They are inclined to little girls, definitely. But you're not going to say that a child is born gay, unless you are helping and abetting in that child's homosexuality by forcing your own thoughts and ideas on the child. So when we say that Jussie Smollett is a liar, to him, it may not have been that big of a deal. To have that interview where he's crying with the woman on the interview, he's summoning tears, trying to act. That is very largely what I see from homosexual men. Homosexual men are actors. They're flamboyant. They are not people. They you don't very much see them. You have some gay men who are unassumingly gay. But I would say that the majority of gay men I see are very actively gay on a 24-hour basis. They want you to know in their body language, in their mannerisms, that they are a homosexual all the time. And that is an act. If you are something, you don't have to act like it all the time. I'm a man. I don't even have to think about how I'm acting all the time. It's just a natural thing. If you're a woman is not somewhere deliberating around how I'm going to act like a woman. You're just a woman. But when you're a man trying to poke your lips out, trying to bat your eyelashes, and it's too much. You're lying at this point. At this point, you're just lying. But you're lying on a consistent, you're lying on a daily, minute, second basis. So he lies and creates a story. Allegedly, that's what happened. Everybody hates him. The whole world is talking about this man, and everybody is showing hatred towards Jussie Smollett, as though he's the worst criminal in the history of America. I'm ashamed of him. I can't believe he did that. Yeah, homosexuals lie and try to spread the lie about homophobia all the time. They try to say that because someone does not agree with their lifestyle, that person is a homophobe. Oh, he's afraid of homosexuality. That's why he doesn't agree with us. So Jussie Smollett took advantage of the lie that people were already telling before him. The same way Jews say, you're an anti-Semite, that's why you're against us. No, we're not against you because you are a so-called Jew. You're not a Jew anyway. You're not the real Semitic people. the real Semitic people are the people who are indigenous to Africa. But that's besides the point. We're not against you. We're against what you do. Oh, if you're against what I do, then you're anti-Semite. No. If you're against what I do, then you're homophobic. No, I'm not homophobic. I'm not afraid of homosexuality. I'm not afraid of you. I just know that your example in the your example is a negative example on the lives of the young. It's really a negative example on everybody, but you have young people who are impressionable that are looking at you. And the world is trying to pressure young people to be sexually fluid. Why is the government endorsing homosexuality? Because when somebody is sexually confused, you can trick them all the time. You can, when a person is confused about who they are, you can, they are a open field for business. This is really all about business and money at the end of the day. You can market anything to a person who's sexually confused. When a person is confused, they become what is called a sucker. And a sucker, you can trick a sucker into buying anything. So this is all about reducing the integrity of a human being. Because you look back in the day, you know, you couldn't sell shit to people back in the day. You had to be a really good salesman to sell things to people. You had to be very convincing and persuasive to sell things to people. You don't have to be very persuasive to sell things to anybody today. Because people have no moral grounds anymore. They don't care about themselves. They don't care about how they spend their money. They don't care about anything. They'll buy it. iPhone costs $800. I'll buy it. Fuck it. I don't care. So what is going on is that the government is reducing the integrity of the people, because when you reduce the integrity of the people, you make it much easier to control them and to exploit them for what they have. You become very exploitable. Homosexuals are very exploitable people. They're very emotional. They do not operate from a realm of logic. They're emotional people. An emotional person, you could trick them all day long. Tell an emotional person a story, and it don't even have to be true. They'll start. If you could tell an emotional person, you could make up a story and tell it to an emotional person, they believe it and start crying. And you just be like, and then you have to tell them, hey, the story wasn't true. And then now they're mad. So they can go in and out of emotions. Emotions are their playground. But what is interesting to me is that how people want to demonize this man, Jesse Smollett, and call him a liar as though you are not a liar. As though you do not tell lies. As though you do not make up fabrications. As though you do not create stories and things that are not true. And you have white people on the news talking about this black man who maybe told a lie, as though they are not the greatest liars there are. White people who are actually news anchors. News anchors are all liars. Anyway, a news anchor is a liar. It's a trained SEAL who reads from a teleprompter. They don't even have their own thoughts and opinions on these news stories that they cover. The most that they'll offer to a news story that they cover, they'll say, oh, that was sad. They don't have any real thoughts and opinions that they express to those stories. Everything that they say is told to them to say. You have these people on the news talking about Jesse Smollett's a liar. Now, you don't have any room to speak about the character or the lack of character that a person has. You're a liar yourself. Yeah. You are a liar too. So you want to talk about Jesse Smollett as though he invented lying, like Trey Songz invented sex. Jesse Smollett didn't invent lying. Trey Songz didn't invent sex. I did. I'm just kidding. But it's very telling. It's very telling of people, you know, how hypocritical we can be. How easy it is for you to join up with everybody around you. It's so easy for you to join up into gangs to come against a person. That's why Jesus was killed and betrayed by his own people, because it's easy for niggas and ignorant fools to join forces with each other and say, we're going to hate this person. Together, we're gonna hate Kanye West. We're gonna hate Bill Cosby. You're not gonna leave any shadow of a doubt to whether or not these men, you know, there could be some narrative that is being withheld from you, because you act as though all the facts are being presented all the time. The facts are held. A lot of facts are held back purposefully to make you hate a person. This is like when somebody tell you a story. Say you did something wrong, but then your mother beat you for it. Man, my mother beat me for nothing. You know she beat you for something, but you gonna say she did it for nothing, so that when you tell it to another person, that they can feel sorry for you and then feel bad about your mother. This is the thing. This is the type of lying bullshit that people do every second. Somebody probably just lied right now. Oh, there goes another person lying. People lie, or people are lying as I speak. Somebody's lying. So don't. So for you to be so judgmental of Jussie Smollett, it really shows that you don't have a very compassionate heart, and you're not a person who is merciful, and you're obviously not a person who does a lot of self-reflection, because if you reflect on yourself and see how much you lie and do wrong, it should humble you to not open your mouth at all. Surprising at how many people have a mouth and use their mouth when they really don't even have a brain. You have a mouth and you open your mouth, but you don't have a brain. You like the Scarecrow and the Wizard of Oz. Really, the Wizard of Oz is, you know, if you look at that movie, you know, person don't have a heart, don't have a brain, don't have no carriage. This is really talking about a person. You see, the average human being has all of those symptoms. Dorothy, she's trying to get back home. She's trying to find her way back home. You are trying to find your way back. You are lost. You are lost. And being lost, you have lost your heart, your mind, your soul, your very fire, your carriage. Not just you, me as well. So a person that is so bankrupt of real strong character should not be a person who is also condemning another person who lacks the same things. Jussie Smollett lacks character. He lacks strength. He's a homosexual. Homosexuals lack strength because they are denied masculinity. They were denied masculinity. In these black homes, black women denied their children access to masculinity. These black homes are filled with toxic femininity, where women use their feminist angles and they contort the minds of their children against their own fathers, to hate their own fathers, to hate where they came from. You hate where you came from because you didn't come from your mother. You came through her. She was a vessel. You came through your mother. You came from your father. But she wants to teach you to hate where you come from. And isn't that like the white man teaching us to hate where we come from? So you got black people who hate Africa. You got black people who say they would rather go to vacation in Europe, in Paris, than they would rather than go to Sierra Leone or Cape Town in South Africa or Namibia or Ghana. I don't want to eat no African food. Why you call yourself an African American then? You should just call yourself an American. But you can't call yourself an American because America doesn't accept you. So you should, you know what? You should just call yourself nothing. Well, what's a synonym for nothing? A nigga. That's what nothing means. When the white man called you a nigga, he was trying to say, you are nothing. That's why I could treat you like this, because you're nothing. He wasn't taking into account that you had a brain and dreams and you had love in your heart and you were a child of God. He didn't take any of that in consideration. You are nothing. You are a nigga. Your life doesn't matter. And the woman, these black women, are trying to do the same thing that the white man did to all of us. Because the black woman is most black women are Christians. And Christian tradition teaches people to conquer and control where they are in the name of Jesus. The white man. Because ain't no black man teach you to conquer. Jesus is a black man. But if you worship Jesus in the proper way, if you follow Jesus properly, you would have a more love for the Father. You would have more sympathy and compassion for men, but you don't. The black woman does not have a lot of compassion or sympathy for the black man. She has a lot of passion and sympathy for the white man. Because her master and her God and her mind is a white man. So there's a lot of toxic femininity being pushed onto these children, and they grow up not having no real understanding of what it means to be a man. Not desiring to want to be a man. A lot of these brothers grow up and are homosexuals because they feel like real strength lies in a woman. Because a woman is the most outspoken person that they know. You don't see men cussing out people in public like that. But you see the black woman do it. So a little boy, he might be saying to himself, wow, my mom, she go around cussing people out, fighting people. Wow, she got a lot of power. She can make things happen. They messed my order up at McDonald's. I'm gonna make them make me a whole free meal. No, you don't have to do that, sister. They messed your order up. Just make them make the correction. No, I want a new free meal, motherfucker. Damn, my mom got the free meal she wanted. Damn, she has power. I want to be like my mom. So these little boys grow up all sassy and shit because they see that they see that being sassy and quick with your tongue and mouth makes you powerful and gets you somewhere in this world. Don't blame Jussie Smollett. Corey Holcomb is funny. He said Jussie Smollett cooked up a bootylicious plot with these two brothers. Bootylicious plot. These three gay black men cooked up a bootylicious plot. And that's hilarious. Because gay black men are all about Beyonce and just gross. But Bootylicious. Oh, that's crazy. But this is just the white man is always challenging. Because this is a social experiment. The social experiments are not just for the Joker and the Dark Knight. The social experiments are conducted all the time to see how people react. That's why they had the Yanni and Laurel thing out. These are social experiments being done to see who you are and what side you stand on. And what they are seeing with R. Kelly, with Bill Cosby, with Jesse Smollett, they are seeing that black people are not on their own side. You are not on your own side. You are firmly on white people's side. Segue into the Gucci situation. Black people say, well, we ain't gonna wear Gucci no more because they racist. Okay, that's good. That's good that you are rallying together to boycott something collectively. That is good. But how long will you do that? And are you going to spend the time that you're doing that creating businesses, creating clothing companies that we can, you know, do for ourselves, like FUBU? And I hate FUBU. This, the name FUBU, for us, by us, is a very, very, very beautiful brother. I'm sorry, brother. I don't hate the name. It's just that it's FUBU. It's like, you know, we need something a little bit more luxurious. You know, I wanna put on something that I feel that I like saying. But that's just me. But for all of us, we need something to supplement all these white clothing stores that we shop at. Because all of them are racist. And this was a point that was raised to me by a great brother that I know. So you can't boycott Gucci because then you're going to have to boycott the grocery store. You're going to have to boycott all these places because none of these places give a damn about black people. Timberland, Gucci, Tommy Hilfiger. Y'all wearing Tommy Hilfiger like he didn't say he didn't like black people. You're going to have to boycott everybody. Nike, you have to boycott them. Nike does not care about black people just because they endorse black athletes. Slave owners. That's what they are. Adidas. So, you're going to have to boycott everybody. Boycotting is a good start. It's a good start, but it's not a good finish. Because then eventually people are going to get bored of boycotting, and then they're going to just go back and start buying more Gucci. I, for one, have never been interested in buying Gucci. Nor have I ever had the money to buy Gucci. So I've already been boycotting Gucci. Been boycotting Gucci before everybody. A lot of us have already been boycotting Gucci, so this is not anything for us. Got a lot of rappers out there real mad that they can't wear Gucci anymore. Man, Gucci Man gonna have to change his name to FUBU Man. FUBU Man LaFleur. Now that's actually kind of tight. Give a damn about no Gucci, Fendi, Louis, Prada. You know. But hey man, we need our own. We need our own of everything. We need to utilize our brain power and stop letting white people utilize us for us. Man, we work these white men's jobs and they use every ounce of our creative ability to service them. you be going, leaving work drained, fucking drained out, because the white man then sapped all your energy out the whole day doing stupid shit. I'm scheduling trips at work for ungrateful ass people in Connecticut to go to their doctor's appointments. I'm using every ounce of patience, every ounce of kindness, every ounce of intelligence, every ounce of everything that I have in supply to help this business that's not even mine. We have to stop that. And we have to begin to trust each other. Going back to Jussie Smollett, what they're showing you is that black people, you're not as trusting of each other as you should be. You're not as loving, as compassionate, and as merciful to each other as you really should be. A lot of us are barbarians and cannibals. We enjoy eating the flesh of our dead brothers. We enjoy eating and biting and gnawing on the bones of our own people, in a spiritual sense, of course. You enjoy partaking in the feast of eating black men and women who you think have done wrong. Shit, Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Let me tell you something. I'm not for cheating, but damn it. Let Beyonce be a lesson to you black women out there. If you are going on stage shaking your bootylicious booty for men, women, children to see, for all to see, you are cheating. You are cheating, okay? And therefore, when the man says, well, damn, the whole world know what goes on in the whole world pretty much know the same thing I know. I didn't see pretty much every part of Beyonce just like Jay-Z. That's no offense. It's no offense. But hey, you get bored with that. My wife is going on stage doing burlesque dancing, stripper dancing. Okay. So she's a stripper. And she is making herself sexually available not sexually available in a physical way, but sexually available in a ostentatious type of way, in a visible way. I'm sexually available from afar. Just don't touch me. I'm sexually available, but you know, don't touch my goodies. That type of thing. But a man is not like that. A man, you know, I'm sexually available. I'm sexually available for real. So, you know, you want to, oh shit, we mad at Jay-Z. No, don't be mad at Jay-Z. I'm not mad at him. I'm certainly not mad at him. I was more mad at Beyonce for taking private information about her husband and putting it into public spotlight for the whole world to try and tear this black man apart. I was more mad at her for doing that. Making a whole album dedicated to the hatred of her husband. And then going on tour, have a million black women. So black women listen to the song. And then they start looking at their husbands a little differently. No, if you're going through trouble, real trouble, and it's not just a song that you're making just to make, you know, a new album. If you're going through real trouble, keep that to yourself. Don't spread your problems around. Look, girls, feel my pain. Don't do that. Handle your issues at home. Because he did wrong, but then you turned around and did wrong as well. He was doing some infidelities. Okay. But then how do you go about the infidelities? I'm gonna make an album.
I'm going to walk down the street smiling like a crazy woman, smashing cars with a club or something like that. I understand the woman's pain when the man that she loves, she feels a great betrayal. But celebrities, you know, if you don't want to be betrayed like that, sisters, you really should begin to practice more wholesome attitudes, more virtuous attitudes. When you calling yourself a bitch and a hoe and stuff like that, nobody cares about you for real. Offset cheating on Cardi B. So what? I don't care. I care that she cares, but that's all that I care about. I don't care that this man who has already projected himself as a man who, you know, likes to have the company of women around him, gets a woman, marries her. Why? I don't know. I don't know why you would be in your, you know, sexual prime, right? All your music is about sex. Everything you say out your mouth is something sexually related, and then you get married. Why would you put yourself in a position to waste time with a person, to waste another person's time, when you know you're not done being sexual? Cardi B upset. Okay, no, why are you upset? Because you was just as sexual as this man was. The truth is, you know, black women are not hoes. That's just a front. They put on a front like that because they want to be seen as sexually attractive. Now, you do have some women out here who are very sexually promiscuous, and those women is typically like that when they were not raised, like when they were really not raised right. But these women who out there who have a mother, who have a father, and they, you know, doing little, trying to be promiscuous, showing skin and stuff like that, when they tell you not to touch them, they are being serious. They're putting on a whole act. They're not really a hoe, brother. They're not a hoe. They're just trying to be sexually appealing. They're not a hoe, though. They still have insecurities, and they still have nervousness when it comes to being in a relationship with a man. They're not just going to give it up to you just because she's walking around the street wearing a thong with some fishnets over them and her breast out. She's not going to just do that. You know, she still has, you know, she might still have some reservations left inside of her. I don't want to be brokenhearted. A lot of these strippers and models out here, they brokenhearted women. Porn stars, they're brokenhearted women who put on an act. Sometimes you watch a porno and you look into the girl's eyes and she look like she is crying inside. Tell me you haven't seen that. She looks like she would rather be anywhere else than where she's at. Tell me you haven't seen that. She looks like inside she is screaming. Man, this is a devilish thing, man. So, you know, how did I get talking about this? Oh, yeah. The destroying the black man in the public. I was not for that with the Jay-Z thing. I wasn't for that. And it might have largely... It's not because I am a great admirer of Jay-Z musically. I don't know Jay-Z. Musically, I feel like you can't be that talented musically and be a bad person generally. Bad people are not in tune with their spirituality to the point where they can showcase so much flexibility in so many areas of being a human being as Jay-Z does. So I feel like I have a sense of who he is through his music. I don't feel like that's presumptuous or gullible of me to do that either. And I don't believe he deserved that. I believe that Beyonce should have held some, she should have had some decorum. I don't think that it's wrong to ask black women to have decorum, to have wisdom, exercise. I don't think it's wrong to ask black women to exercise wisdom. This nigga did something to me, I'ma go and bust his car windows out. I don't think it's bad idea to ask, hey sister, you know what? Don't do that. I'ma pop his tires. Come on, girls, let's go and get him. I don't think it's bad to ask a black woman, hey, you know what? You wanna reconsider that idea? I don't think that's a bad thing at all.
Well, fuck you, nigga.
I think that you should change the way you talk to me. I think you should change the way that you talk to all of us. I think that we should change the way that we talk to you. But in my experience, black men, in my personal experience, black men are verbally very respectful to black women. I have not heard a black man outright call a woman a bitch. I have not just heard a black... I know varying degrees of black men. I know black men from my generation, the generation below me, the generation above me, the older generation. I have never just heard... Now, I've heard black men call women bitches behind their back, which is wrong. But I've never just heard a black man just call you a bitch to a black woman. But I've heard a black woman say, you a no good nigga. You ain't shit. I've heard that. Is he no good? Is he not shit? Yeah, you probably right, beloved. You probably right. In fact, you're probably very correct in when you're saying that. But we still need to exercise more patience and more wisdom when we're dealing with each other. When you see the black man do wrong, don't see. I knew it. He look what he did, and then the whole world jumping down a black man's throat while these crackers are sitting by, you know, still getting away with the shit that they do. Crackers killing people. You get mad at Jussie Smollett because he told a lie. He's an actor. He rehearses lies for a living. You want to get mad at him because he told a lie? Fuck you. You a damn degenerate person yourself. You a degenerate thinker, low life thinking person yourself. And you want to get mad at him? To hell with you. Shouldn't nobody respect your opinions? I have an opinion about Jussie Smollett. Do you have an opinion about yourself? Yeah, I think I'm awesome. You live in denial of who you really are. You're always sheltering yourself away from the bad part of you. And people can't even tell you, hey, look, you did wrong to me. I ain't do nothing to you. Yeah, you didn't treat me too good. You are in denial of your own evil. So we just have to be better. We just got to be better. It's just another test. This is going to be another test. Oh, it's always going to be another test. And it's always going to be with a black man, because the black man is the center of the universe. Everything revolves around the black man. There would be no music if there wasn't black people. There would be no art. There would be no anything if there wasn't for black people. So it's always going to be a black man at the center of it, or a black woman. And they're always going to monitor how you treat the black man and the black woman when they do something wrong. They're monitoring your reactions. They're seeing how much of a slave you are. Don't you understand that? They want to see how much slave we have inside of us. How much traitor, how much betrayer, how much hatred we have inside of us. I hate Jussie Smollett. Why? I hate Bill Cosby. Why? 60 white women. 60 white women? That's not suspicious that 60 people would come at one time to go against one man? That sounds like a military strategy to me. That sounds strategic. That sounds like it was planned. To me, I hate R. Kelly. Why? Why you hate R. Kelly? Let's talk about it. He did inappropriate things with little girls. But don't you... If he did inappropriate things with little girls, that's not correct of him. That's wrong of him. But did you also hear that the girls' own parents were trying to persuade, were trying to push them towards R. Kelly to do certain things with him? What kind of low integrity people would do such a thing? Michael Jackson raped little children, did he? Michael Jackson was not a perfect man. But Michael Jackson did his best to show that he was a man who loved humanity. He did his best to show us that. He did his best to show people, I love humanity. Despite your hatred of me, I love you. I'm going to go and adopt 2 white children to show you that it don't matter if you're black or white. Michael, I'm sorry, brother, but it does matter if you're black or white. But it didn't matter to him. He kissing white women, kissing Elvis Presley's ugly daughter on stage and all that kind of stuff. Michael didn't care if you was black or white. But the white people betrayed Michael in such a horrific, devilish way. They betrayed him. They slandered his name to it was almost a joke to mention him. There was a period in time where when you mentioned Michael Jackson's name, you always mentioned it in a joking manner. It didn't even hold any respect in anybody's eyes anymore, except for mine and a few others. I was not going to be a part of the onslaught of bad names, name calling against my brother. I was not going to be a part of that. I respect Michael. Michael is my big brother. I love him. I see me in him. His childlike behavior, I see a lot of that in myself. I love Michael. He's a black man. He was not a nigger. But he was cool with the niggas. Ask a real life nigger, do you love Michael Jackson? I love Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, my nigger. Why? He wasn't a nigger like you. Why you love him? Because he was real. He had real love for black people and he had love for white people. That's how he was raised, to have love for everyone. A very miscalculated, misguided understanding to have that most black people have. Most black people have a misguided thought process when it comes to understanding their relationship to white people. They have a very immature, childlike, idiotic, ungodly view of white people. See, to view white people as gods is ungodly. To say that the white man is a god and that we should be loving towards white people, no matter what he does, we should turn the other cheek, that's ungodly. God is not a person. You can't even do, God would not tell you to do something that he would not do himself. You don't hear God telling, God doesn't turn the other cheek. God kills, smites. So he's not going to ask us to do something that he himself would not do. Turn the other cheek. You should turn the other cheek when it comes to your own brothers. But when it comes to the devil, God never said in the Bible that he loved the devil. He said, how can you say you love God when you hate your brother that you see every day? See, when you hate Jussie Smollett, when you hate Bill Cosby, when you hate Kanye West, when you hate Jay-Z, when you hate me, when you hate yourself, you don't love God, because we are gods. We are our Father.